eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner writes the Middle of Somewhere column, and she takes us in hand and leads us through the Appalachian a part of the United States, 420 county journey through 13 states, including, and I could not name them, so I'm reading some Selena's copy, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, in addition to West Virginia. That's Appalachia. However, Appalachia has a reputation in Hollywood that doesn't suit the facts. And Selena spends time with a person who's taken up the facts of Appalachian Regional Commission, Gail Manchin. What did you learn from Gail about the Appalachian states today? Good heavens, Selena, that's big enough to be a country all by itself. What does Gail say?
So, Gail Manchin was born in Appalachia. Those of us who live in Appalachia call it Appalachia, just so you know. And West Virginia, of all those 13 states that you mentioned, is the only one where the entire state is in it. There's 420 counties in total, 250,000 square miles, 25 million people. These are the people that often with history, they were the first founders. These were the first people that went west. They first settled in New York and made a diagonal path along the ridges of the Appalachian Mountains and headed due south. The more the government got involved in where they were, the more they kept pushing either south or west, which is why they were, in the earlier part of the founding of our country, were the most mobile of Americans that settled in this country. They are disproportionately are the ones that serve more than any other region in the country. And the region was sort of mapped out by the federal government back in 1964, a year after JFK had visited Appalachia and driven through there and said, these are the hardest working people in this country, and they're disproportionately impacted by their geography. And we need to make things, technology and infrastructure, more available to them so they can be economically on par with the rest of the country.
You report that they're troubled recently by economics, especially because bad work relationships can lead to despair, can lead to drug taking. Is that something that can be answered by the federal government or the state governments, or does that take a generation?
Well, unfortunately, it has been going on for several generations. This isn't something new. Opioids is just a new vehicle to which to deliver it. And so what you see is with each generation, the federal government strives to fix this sort of despair that prevails in these haulers because of their location. I mean, if you've ever driven in any part of Appalachia, whether you're in New York or you're in Mississippi, it all feels the same, and not like in the bad way, like you just feel in awe of the beauty of these mountains and the rich resources that are available there. It is as though it was designed to be a tourist area. The trout is plentiful. The water sports are everywhere, from skiing to kayaking to swimming. And same with the winter sports, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, as well as hiking and camping. But it makes that same terrain makes it very difficult to be connected, in particular with broadband and wireless, which is that lack of access to automation and technology has kept them behind. And it has been a problem that no one has been able to solve since the 60s.
Gail Manchin, does she believe that there's a something that can be done and to reverse this prejudice against Appalachia, which started, you remind me, that there's a photograph I've seen in Life magazine of Lyndon Johnson sitting on a porch in Appalachia. It must have been West Virginia. What you'd have to describe, a log cabin or a very rough shack.
Yes.
Sitting on
yes.
the porch. He's sitting relaxed. He's looking around and you can imagine what he's seeing. And it was associated with the early stages of the war on poverty. Now that burned into the imagination of America so that Appalachia became poverty. Can that be reversed?
It absolutely can be reversed. Unfortunately, the government giveth, but the government also taketh away. The war on coal in coming directly from our federal government, beginning with the presidency of Barack Obama, has had a devastating economic impact on this region. And so, you know, they want to give you a hand, but they also want to take everything away. The same goes presently for on natural gas. The area is abundant in this natural resource, and little by little, the government is taking the ability to have access to shale gas away from the consumer. And so you have to wonder. You can't keep giving handouts when you're going to keep taking things away. It means you don't ever move forward and you stay stuck.
The people of Appalachia, they don't leave. Is that right, Selena? Or if they do leave, they go back?
That is incredibly true. I believe it's 8 out of 10 people. In the county that I grew up in, Allegheny County, Pittsburgh is the Paris of Appalachia. It is the largest city in Appalachia. 8 out of 10 people live within 4 miles of the home that they grew up in. So people are very connected to this region. It's very unique. The culture is very unique all the way down to our taste in music as well as how we speak.
Yes, you've translated the language for me all these years. What does Gail Manchin want? Does she want tourists? Does she want people to come to the region and appreciate it? Does she have a vision for that? We have about a minute, 30 seconds.
She definitely wants tourism to be a draw, but she also does not want to see it to be used as a political pawn in any way, in terms of, you know, how we approach our energy delivery in this country. And one of the things she just sort of cringes about is if you mention Appalachia, you sort of get most of the time, on social media, you get an image of that, boy playing the banjo in Deliverance. And that's sort of the cultural reference that Hollywood has continued to describe Appalachia and her people.
Selena Zito, she writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner and other distinguished publications celebrating Appalachia. I say it correctly now. Appalachia. And I remember great-grandfather Henry Pfeffer of the 201st Pennsylvania Volunteers. Likely, I will find out they were at Gettysburg. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo.
Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.